Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that's dropping real deal business lessons every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn, do you need to have a business coach? A lot of entrepreneurs, whether they're just getting started or they've been doing it for some time, they ask the question, do I need a business coach? Do I need somebody to take me where I want to go? And if I don't have a business coach, does it mean that I'm not going to be able to make it? I'm not going to be able to get to my destination? In today's lesson, we take a deep look at this topic. We also take a look at if you want a business coach, where do you look for one? How do you get the right one? And we also explore, do you need one at all entirely? I can't wait to get into this one, guys, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. A little fun fact about HostGator, HostGator's mascot, the Gator, his name is Snappy. That's because HostGator eats up the competition all day long. So if you're looking for an all-in-one website solution, you gotta go with HostGator. And with their massive 30% discount for $100 MBA listeners, you can't go wrong. Get started for as low as $5 a month. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30 and save big. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. I need to start this episode with a transparent confession. I've never had a business coach. Some of my friends and some of my colleagues in the market have had business coaches and have benefited from them. But personally, I've never actually had a coach that I've hired to help me with my endeavors, with help me with entrepreneurship, to be a better entrepreneur. Now, I have my own reasons, and I probably should give you an explanation. And I think I've mentioned this before, but I kind of have mentors in different areas of my business or of my life in entrepreneurship. So I don't have a single person that I actually hire to help me get me where I am. I've been lucky enough to have some friends that are really good in specific areas, whether it's public speaking, whether it's sales, whether it's tech, and I'm able to call upon them from time to time to ask them for advice. So that's part of the reason why I've never had a coach. But another reason why is that I kind of started very early, very young. I started building businesses when I was 20, and I've learned a lot of lessons along the way, the hard way. Now, hindsight's 20/20, and maybe having a coach back then would have helped, would have saved a lot of time, a lot of money. But as I grew old, I realized all the lessons I needed to learn along the way have been learned the hard way. So obviously, I don't recommend this path. It's very painful, it's very long, but it's just my path. It's just what happened. Now, I have been a coach to other people. From time to time, we open a small mastermind group for the $100 MBA where we have group coaching, and I've coached many clients, and I'm proud to say that we've able to help a lot of people build and grow their business. So coaching does work, and just because I didn't do it, it doesn't mean that it doesn't work at all. It just means that was just my path. I just didn't have that available to me when I was coming up as an entrepreneur. But let me address the question head on. Do you need a business coach? My point blank answer to that is no. You don't need one, but it's not a bad idea. Having somebody guide you, help you, encourage you, keep you on track, keep you accountable can really move the needle, can really get you where you need to go. But I also have to emphasize, it all depends on who you are. What kind of person are you? And I'm going to give you an example. Are you somebody that would exercise 3-4 times a week if you had no gym membership, if you didn't go to any classes, you didn't have a trainer? If you didn't have any of these things, would you still exercise? Would you still get up in the morning, be motivated enough to go for a jog or do some push-ups or do some pull-ups at the park? If you're the kind of person that said, yeah, I do that right now, then you're somebody that has an abundance of motivation, an abundance of discipline. But if you're the kind of person that says, hey, if I don't have a gym membership, somewhere to go to work out, if I don't have a trainer, if I don't have a class I can go to where the teacher can, you know, push me and tell me what to do, then you're probably the kind of person that would really benefit hiring a business coach. See, I don't like to give these blanket responses that everybody needs a business coach or nobody needs a business coach. We're all different kinds of people. Some people really need one, some people would do better with one, and some people will be just fine without one. So you got to take a look at yourself. What is your motivation level? But you also have to look at your experience. How much experience have you had in business as an entrepreneur? How many businesses have you built? How many things have you sold? How much of your actual income is made through entrepreneurship? If you're new to this game, then having a coach can really give you a leg up, can really help you know what you need to know. Many of us, we have many ideas during the day, during the week, and we're constantly changing direction, and therefore we never make any progress. Having a business coach can really help you stay the course and tell you, no, let's not focus on that right now. Let's focus on the plan. This is what we're supposed to do. Have you published your blog post this week? Have you recorded your podcast episodes? How's that product going along? Have you created the sales page yet? And what I did as a coach is that I would start every meeting with a review. What has been done since we last met? You know, we also review what we said we're going to get done last meeting. Did you get those things done? What happened? And life getting in the way was not a good reason. You got to make it a priority. And the point here is just to show you where you're getting derailed, show you how you can get back on track on your own while I'm not coaching you. A coach can also help you know what to focus on at a certain time. Sometimes we don't know where to start. We don't know what to do right now. And I was able to help a lot of people that way. I was able to tell them, you know, this is what you need to focus on right now. You need to work on a freemium product, something that you can offer to people to show that you are of value. You have your website now, but you have nothing to entice them with. So I tell the client, you know, this is what you got to work on. We outline that project. We outline that product that we're going to be giving away. We have a timeline for the completion of that project. We launch that project. And once that's done and it's out there, what's next? What's the next step? What do we need to focus on now? And that's what a coach is really good at. Now, so where do you find a coach? Now, in my personal opinion, the best way to find a coach is just to find somebody you know is successful, that you've built a relationship with, and you just approach them and say, hey, I love what you've done. I'm in this part of my business right now. This is the stage I'm in right now. Would you be willing to coach me? I would pay you X amount of dollars, or we can agree on a fee and a certain amount of times a week, you know, maybe twice a week, once a week, whatever it is. And you could trial that. You could trial that for a couple of months. I recommend at least 8 weeks so you could see some progress. And that's really the only way you could see if the coach is right for you. You can obviously take a look at their track record, take a look at who else they've coached before. You can also look at what they've done. This kind of brings up an important point. If you're looking at a business coach to hire and you take a look at their business and it's not really that successful or it's not where you want to be, you need to reevaluate. Why do you want this person to coach you? What do they have that you want? What can they really teach you? Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, HostGator. Are you not happy with your website? Whether you're not happy with the performance, the way it looks, the way it's functioning, then you got to go with the pros with HostGator. HostGator is an all-in-one website solution. Not only will they help you set up your website with WordPress or any other platform, but they'll also help you with everything you need when it comes to the tech. Your domain name, setting up your SSL certificate so you can have secure checkouts, making sure they always have your back with 24/7 live support. And best of all, HostGator can scale with you. So as your business grows and you need more bandwidth and more power, HostGator can grow with you. So you can start out small and then become a giant. Get started today for only about $5 a month with HostGator with their special discount for $100 MBA listeners. Just go to HostGator.com/MBA30 and save 30% off web hosting. Pretty amazing. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, having a coach can really help you, especially if you're the kind of person that needs that guidance, that needs that motivation. And that's kind of most of us. And I'll be completely honest with you. If I were to hire a coach today, I'm pretty confident I would do better. Just by the mere fact of having somebody to bounce ideas off that's outside the business. And somebody that can help me always stay on track. But I also want to say, if for any reason you don't get a coach, whether you can't afford it right now, or it's just not a good time, it's okay. You could keep building, you can keep growing, and you still can be successful. And you can seek out coaching when the time is right, when the finances are right. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed it. Guys, don't forget that on Q&A weekends, Saturdays and Sundays on the $100 MBA show, we answer your questions. So if you have a question you want to ask, make sure you send it to us. We try to make sure we get through all the questions as soon as possible. Just email us at support@businessrepublic.net. Also, guys, I want to remind you that today's episode 542. And the best way to make sure you get all the episodes automatically is to hit the subscribe button on your device right now, whether you're on your laptop or on your computer, regardless of using iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, whatever. By hitting subscribe, you make sure that you get a new episode every time you wake up in the morning. Not only that, but you also get access to our archives. You see, with iTunes and a lot of the other podcast providers, they only list the last 300 episodes, and we're way past 300 now, so there's a lot of episodes from the beginning that you're not getting. So to get them, you have to hit subscribe so you have a way to download them. We've got some amazing gems in the first 250 episodes or so, so make sure you hit subscribe. All right, guys, that wraps up today, but before I go, I want to leave you with this. One of the things we forget that we have to look for when it comes to finding the right business coach is, do we get along with them? Do we like them? Do we respect them? Do we enjoy their company? You're going to spend a reasonable amount of time with this person. And if for some reason you're just not feeling this person, you just don't get a good vibe, it's just not a good match, just move on. It's okay. It's very hard for you to learn and to take advice from somebody you just don't like or you just maybe don't respect for some reason. I know that sounds kind of harsh, but it's a reality. We're human beings and we connect with certain people. So make sure it's a good relationship. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.